This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. With all present and the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you are that exceptional American, and I know you are, and you're listening to this radio show, well, guess what? They're here. Yeah, the totalitarians, they're never really going to leave us. And that's one of the things that the rest of humanity, these people will continue to be, well, a totalitarian force against the good people of America. And America will stand strong, as we are right now. There's so much evil in the world, and it's perpetrated by a few. It really, truly is. It just takes you sometimes to suss it out and find out who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. Now, some people might think that because we drop the Moab, that we're the bad guys. Well, if you're a bad guy and you happen to be one of those 100 or so ISIS fighters buried beneath tons of mountain rubble, you probably are thinking, well, that Moab, it's evil. Well, I got news for you. The fight for freedom is never evil. Those that are totalitarians want to take your freedom away from you, and they do so in many cunning ways, not just by the butt of a gun or the barrel of a gun, but in other ways. You know, the slow Fabian totalitarian movement, Fabian socialism and so on. Those are all things, those are all part of the tools, if you will, of the totalitarians. We can take you now or we can take you later slowly. It's that old analogy that you always hear about. We can kill you by throwing you in a pot of boiling water, or we can put you in the water when it's cool and warm it slowly until you die. That's really simple, the way it works. Just kind of basic, simple thermodynamics, if you know what I mean. And boy, have they been working it against us, haven't they? The totalitarians, political correctness, boiling the water slowly, all those kind of things. Various religions, of course, that have been preaching hate, and you don't even know it. or you want to put out the, you want to say, well, religion and hatred just don't go together. And we can't be saying that a certain religion or religions preach hatred rather than hope. But it's true. Sometimes your own denial will fool you. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. A lot of things, really big things, of course, for Agenda 21 Radio. We have the Liberty Tour this weekend, this Saturday. And special guest, we're flying him in from Ohio, Scott Cahill, to talk about the Oroville Dam situation and the disintegrating infrastructure, not only in California, but also nationally. He is a nationally recognized expert in big things like roads and dams and things of that nature, big infrastructure items. So he's going to be speaking directly about why we need to improve our national infrastructure. Katie Grimes is going to be talking about voter fraud. Yeah, she's sort of the leader, one of the leaders out there in the anti-voter fraud or the anti-voter movement, I guess you can say, trying to get people to vote properly and trying to hold our government accountable, which I'll tell you, in California, we are a government run wild. Yeah, we are a government run wild. Jerry Brown and his friends, all of his friends. And we're going to be doing a lot of things about Jerry Brown because we're calling him out here on Agenda 21 Radio like we always do, the totalitarian that he is, because California is a totalitarian mess. But we can straighten it out. We in the nation can straighten it out, and that's a good thing. Anyway, a lot of things going on nationally. We're going to be talking about this, the Facebook killer, quote, I murdered 15. It's amazing. On Facebook. Yeah. I haven't put much credence in a lot of this stuff until I started looking at some of the details. I'm like, oh my gosh. And how this can be, well, put on live Facebook is kind of a question. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. The Facebook people, since we are mentioning Facebook, the Facebook people are more than happy to censor the alternative media. Oh, yeah, we're getting it. And YouTube, oh, yeah, we're getting it. Because it's such a pain in the rear to people like Jerry Brown and the other totalitarians. You see, the social networks are under attack right now. So if you are a conservative of any sort and you have a Facebook account or you have a YouTube, guess what? You are under attack and you know it. Just check the number of views that you've had or the number of friends that you don't have, or if your Facebook has gone off the air, so to speak, for any length of time, such as what happened to Agenda 21 Radio last week. Not uncommon for us. We suck it up. We move on. We get all your emails, and we really do appreciate those people that are emailing to us. paul@a21r.com is our email address. We really appreciate that. People, it's kind of like the whole, my phone lights up. When this happens, it doesn't happen that often, but it's happening more frequently. That's the problem. And I'm hearing this from other radio hosts. I'm hearing it from other YouTubers out there that things are going funny. Their videos are just disappearing off YouTube. Or in some cases, like what happened on our website, individual articles just disappear. That's okay. We got backup. Hello. We put them right back up. Isn't that interesting how that works? They are on a tear right now. Now, speaking of on a tear, let's go across the world, around the world, from the United States to Turkey, talking about on the tear. The Turks, are you ready for this? We basically, in Turkey, have voted in, well, Erdogan again. Now, the problem with Erdogan is he is a totalitarian monster. He sees himself as the Grand Caliph. He is the guy that Obama would call every morning from the White House. Because obviously, Turkey is going to be this home of the worldwide caliphate. Did you know that? Don't you just kind of wonder why Obama was such good friends with Erdogan? And why ISIS was such good friends with Erdogan? Since, you know, it was President Obama and Hillary Clinton that formed ISIS. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget that, especially in light of what's going on in Syria right now. Let's not forget the fact that ISIS was formed by Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. Let's not forget that. It's easy to forget a lot of things, isn't it? over time, it's easy to just put things aside and say, you know, we don't want to remember the past from Obama. We don't want that. It's over. Everything is looking good. I mean, Trump's approval rating is hitting 50% and moving north. Are you kidding me? After being down at 33 or something like that. Well, people like to see what's happening right now with this particular president. But we cannot forget what brung us here. And that was 8 years of a totalitarian mindset and is radical Islamic extremist in the White House connected at the hips to the Muslim Brotherhood. And who started the Muslim Brotherhood in 1928? A guy by the name of Adolf Hitler. Let's not forget that. The affiliation and association with Nazis is very strong with President Barack Hussein Obama and the Muslim Brotherhood, who had complete control of the White House for years. Now, people want to deny that. That's not true. That's not true. Paul, you can't say that. Well, you can say it unabashedly. We can walk you through our own history on this radio show with the interviews and so on of the people who had direct knowledge and the facts and the information. And sometimes we do. It's terrible being institutional knowledge. And of course, that's what they try and target the most, the totalitarians. Institutional knowledge. Term limits, anybody? How well do term limits work for California? And I could go on and on and on. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio and visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, 821r.com. Both of those addresses will get you to agenda21radio.news, paul@821r.com, and support us, newmana.com/agenda21 for all of your survival needs. And, of course, Liberty Tour 6, April 22nd, coming up this Saturday. I'll tell you, it's a packed house. It's going to be awesome to be around so many spectacular people and speakers at the Church of Glad Tidings in Live Oak, California, in the shadow of Oroville Dam. And, of course, that's going to be one of our special features on the Liberty Tour. It wasn't planned out this way. We had this, Liberty Tour 6 has always been kind of dedicated to the Declaration of Independence, which we're still going to cover. But we had other things that were going to be involved with that. We just kind of swept it away because now we've got the dam situation in Oroville. So we brought in Scott Cahill, an expert in dams from Ohio. He'll be here, and we're going to be having a press conference and all that stuff probably on the 21st. We got to get all that worked out today. We'll let you know what's going on with that. Katie Grimes is also going to be a part of this, and an excellent writer, a Flash Report. She does also ReaganBaby.com and several others. She's been on Fox News and so on. She's going to be with us talking about, well, voting in California and the nation, the template that the Democrats have apparently used. I mean, I think those are kind of, I'm kind of taking a little bit of liberty here to talk about that. Liberty Tour, get it? Anyway, you can go to agenda21radio.news and go to the Eventbrite. You'll see the blue icon with Liberty Tour 6 on it. Click on that for tickets. And there's also Gun Raffle. Okay, now, other things that are happening. Let's see. Chris Street's going to be with us. Scott Bennett, Red Smith. Red Smith, deep writer and deep researcher for the Shasta Lantern. He's going to be talking about Cal Exit. Yeah, that whole thing to separate. This is the Jerry Brown dream, to separate California as a new nation. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of a governance system you would have. Forget the Constitution and your God-given rights. You'll have rights in California from Jerry Brown, hello, and Kevin DeLeon, and Javier Becerra, and La Raza. They'll give you your rights. There you go. Yeah, and if you happen to be white, they don't want you around. That is a fact, Jack. That, you know, that's so sad. After all we've gone through as a country, civil rights and so on, they want to break away and become a racist nation based upon their model of getting all Caucasians, all Europeans. This is what they want. I mean, I'm not making this up. This is what they've always wanted. I used to live with this as a school administrator, hearing this kind of pap from these people. By the way, not all Mexicans or people of color feel this way as they do. They are a very small minority of people that are the racist bigots within that community. La Raza, they're called La Raza, meaning the race, get it? I mean, they're self-avowed racist. They're self-admitting. And so, anyway, enough of that. We got other things going on, though. Tea Party, Sutter Butte's Tea Party tonight. Sinue Noriega is going to be here talking about where is Common Core today, catching up on all the Common Core stuff. And it's really awesome to have a speaker such as Sinue Noriega, the Tea Party, Sutter Butte's Tea Party patriots, stronger than ever. A growing Tea Party movement, which is interesting, considering you don't have that situation going on in a lot of Tea Parties today because of the attacks on the Tea Party. All right. Trump approval hits 50%. Much to the chagrin of many of the leftists out there, his approval rating has hit 50%. Now, I don't know about you, but 50% ain't bad, especially for a first termer, right? This is one of the latest polls that's going out there. We're going to get some data on that for you. Hopefully, you're going to have a bunch of data coming forward during the course of the show. But I want to talk about these opinion polls, and especially when they talk about your daily tracking polls and so on. These polls can be all over the map. And so when I saw that a month ago his ratings were in the tank around 35%, I said, that's going to come up. You know, that's because things had not settled in yet. The left, they're bashing on the left and so on. Every opinion poll was showing him down at, 27%. I mean, I saw stuff like that. It's all over the map. So these polls are now starting to bounce up. And when the polls, all of them start to go up, it's kind of like, well, that's called a trend. So I can a little bit more, I think you'd say, accept the fact that people like him a little bit better now. And, of course, what has he done? Oh, I don't know, bring jobs back. One of the biggest things I think that has really been a major influence is the immigration situation, because what we're finding right now, because you have a man in place like Donald Trump who's starting to enforce the law. I don't think he's made any new laws in the sense that we needed any more new laws to enforce under Obama. We just needed to enforce the laws. And, you know, this is the problem with our country when it comes to illegal immigration. You know, this whole notion that an illegal immigrant can come to this country and have the same at-par rights with us has been a court decision. And I think we need to relook at that, because a lot of people have then taken it to the next step, taking advantage, using reflexive law, if you will, taking advantage of it and said, look, what we have here is a situation where, well, let's just take it to we'll make sure that all immigrants who get here illegally, well, they can have all the legal driver's license, everything that a legal person can have status, even though they're illegal. Now, the problem is this. In the mind of an illegal alien, they know they're illegal. Listen, can you fault an illegal alien for wanting to come to the United States just on the surface of it? Have you been to Central or South America or other countries? Hello. They don't, listen, a little bit of a clue for all of you out there. You know, I'm not defending the illegal immigrant. I'm defending the motivation for them, sure. The other countries, and this is the thing that we as citizens need to protect and defend. This is the statement, hang on. They don't have a constitution and Bill of Rights that has been granted to them by God. Did you know that? The government grants them their rights in all these other countries for the most part. It doesn't matter if you're a dictator, a theocrat, or whatever. That's what happens in other countries. In other countries, they don't have a Second Amendment. You know that amendment that allows you to bear arms against the government? They don't have that. So they live in tyranny. A lot of these places around the world, yes, they live in tyranny. And they want to come here. They want to be free. They want the God-given rights, and who can blame them? But do our rights extend to other countries, and should we have that hegemony throughout the world of saying everybody has constitutional rights, American style, everywhere? No. That's their country. If their countries are so inclined to give them God-given rights, then let them give them. But right now, we serve as a beacon. I understand that. Now, here's the problem with us as a country, is that the breakdown of our government in providing the necessary infrastructure for immigration has broken down. And a lot of that is because they do not enforce the laws. They do not enforce the proper immigration policies. So therefore, it becomes a mishmash. It becomes chaotic when you have inconsistent law enforcement. Not only that, but rules and regulations. Let's just forget the law enforcement part of it. If an immigrant, somebody from outside the country, wants to immigrate to this country, what have we provided for them? Well, what we've done is wink, wink, nod, nod as a culture and society and said, oh, just come on board illegally. You don't think that invites trouble? See, the government has just as much responsibility. Now, all of a sudden, the government's starting to enforce the laws. And illegal immigration is down. And crime is going down. Go figure. Murders, thugs, things like that? Nada. Nine. Niet. We'll be back.
A A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. A21R.com gets you there also. Paul at agenda21radio.com is our... Well, our my email, not ours. Well, I guess it's ours. It's sort of a communal Dropbox, if you will, for messages for me. Incoming and outgoing, I might add. I really want to thank everybody who has been emailing me about the spill that happened. We're going to be talking about that in the third hour. The spill out at Oroville. Yeah, they spilled some more water, and boy, we had some storms roll through Northern California. Okay, so immigration, I just want to touch off on a little bit. This comes from the Washington Post today. It says immigration arrests rose 32.6% in the first weeks of the Trump administration, with newly empowered federal agents intensifying their pursuit of not just undocumented immigrants with criminal records, but also thousands of illegal immigrants who have been otherwise law-abiding. This is from the Post now. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's arrested 21,362 immigrants, mostly convicted criminals, from January through mid-March, compared to 16,000 during the same time period last year, according to statistics requested by the Washington Post. Arrest of immigrants with no criminal records more than doubled to 5,000, the clearest sign yet that President Trump has ditched his predecessor's protective stance towards most of the 11 million undocumented immigrants in the United States. And advocates for immigrants say the unbridled enforcement has led to a sharp drop in reports from Latinos of sexual assaults and their crimes in Houston's and Los Angeles and terrified immigration communities across the country. A prosecutor said the presence of immigration agents in state and local courthouses, which advocates say has increased under the Trump administration, makes it harder to prosecute crime. That's what they say. That's what the Post says. Now, you get this protective stance that's come around from the immigration people. And it's interesting, there are many law firms that have cropped up, supported in part by, I'm sure, the ACLU and so on, that support illegal immigration and will do everything they possibly can do to protect the so-called rights of illegal immigrants. They act as a beacon, if you will. So those people that are spending a lot of money, see, let's not forget that this illegal immigration pipeline is all about money. It's all about a human being and a person being bought and paid for to get them across the border somehow or reach access to the border, then get across the border. And then what happens next is, you know, of course, if you're a child, if you're children, well, boy, you're prime if you're a minor, because you can be put into foster care or you can be put in some of these, well, these religious organization homes and retreats that are receiving billions of dollars from the federal government to house, feed, and clothe children. It's quite a racket. Everything that's connected with illegal immigration has a money touch to it. And that's why you hear me say on this radio show, I call it the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. And now what spins out from all this, of course, is all the tentacles of the slave trade, the modern-day slave trade. This is modern-day slavery, guys. You have to call it up like it is. That's why it's so disgusting. It's disgusting from the standpoint that we as a country have allowed this to go on and have not properly enforced the laws and not properly provided access to this country for legal immigration processes. And it's much ignored. In fact, the people that line up and try and do it illegally, to try and come across legally, who I support, they get bogged down because there's not enough, you know, of the process available to them to expedite it or to make it more palatable, I guess you could say. That's not there. So, you know, we've got it backwards. We're just opening the doors to illegal. We don't have no protection for our borders. That's not going to work. Of course, with the one world order folks, Jerry Brown and others. I mean, you hear these things. It's this crack up. I was watching some of the, I guess you would say the combat over the weekend at Berkeley, because we had the Trump versus non-Trump thugs and so on. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I got all the swirl of stuff on my Facebook about videos and YouTubes of people punching other people out and all the Twitter things that I was getting from people that were saying they're going to kill all the Trump people. I mean, death threat. I mean, like, wow. But then the combat scenes, I mean, the fisticuffs, the beatdowns. And I mean, it was this is what we're coming down to. I mean, there it is, live on Facebook. But anyway, these people would just as soon have illegal immigration and feel comfortable with that. And they're, time and time and time again, I was seeing and hearing stuff from these people on the left and from their Twitter feeds and so on. Open borders. Open borders. It's the new world order. They're saying it. They're just out saying it, admittedly, these kids. And it's interesting that the kids that you see that are all dressed up, they've got the black mask on, they got the black, they're all skinny. I mean, skinny kids. Skinny kids. And some of the stuff, there's one face-off you can see. I think Fox News was actually covering it this morning. I think that was the same one, where a man was in a wheelchair and he's being confronted by somebody who's calling him all kinds of names as a veteran and insults and so on. And he's a veteran because he's trying to stop the burning of an American flag at Berkeley. And this kid, he looks like he's just out of diapers, but he's got a little mask on. He's a skinny little guy. They all look that way. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, we've come to this. And the guy has no clue about anything. Kid doesn't. No clue. He's totally ignorant. He's in college, apparently. I shouldn't say that. I don't know. He looks like he's 10 years old. Of course, you get older, kids look younger. I mean, that's just a phenomenon. But no, he's supposed to be some sort of advocate for violence. And you're sitting there thinking, you know, listen, homeboy, let me get my homies out and the violence will go away for you quickly. And that's really what was happening. They're just getting some serious beatdowns. And then you have girls stepping up, girls trying to get in the melee and punch Trump people out. What's up with that? You know, they get all garbed up. They put their leathers on. They wear their Madonna gloves and stuff like that. And they want to beat down old men at these Trump things. So they get punched in the face. There's a couple of those out there. It's amazing. But this is what the One World Order folks want. Now, I want to say this. If they're thinking that they're going to go back and hearken back Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, to the 60s and the 70s for rioting around the nation, that ain't happening, guys. You failed with Obama to pull that off when he was president. What makes you think you can radicalize and continue to keep the radicalization of the colleges going on when you don't have the president to support you in that endeavor? Now, I know you got your ways and you got your money, George Soros et al., but you ain't going to keep it alive. It's just not going to happen. And it's not, people are going to figure this out. And then when the jobs kick in, see, this is what they want to stop and they want to prevent, is when the jobs and of course, they're really, really struggling with Obamacare, aren't they? And they're really going to struggle with the tax thing. Where is Paul Ryan and all? By the way, Paul Ryan, he's been stomping up, well, muddying up the field, if you will, for the process to build the wall. Go figure. He's talking about cutting off funding for the wall. Does that surprise anybody? Since he's all in for these church organizations and the billions of dollars, he's the one who facilitated that during the Obama administration when he first became speaker, and as was John Boehner. Billions of dollars going for the aid of these church organizations that provide today for illegal aliens food, shelter, clothing. Billions of dollars. That's what it is. And that's why I say Trump, the Republicans, I think really, really, really need to take a long look at Paul Ryan right now. And maybe come up with a different speaker in the House. What do you think? I love it when a plan comes together. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes and author will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
One, zero.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, Tax Mediation Services, it's that time. 800-711-5095. 800-711-5095 for Tax Mediation Services. They will help you out. Give them a call today. Anyway, a lot of things going on in the world of Turkey. Yeah, a guy by the name of, well, Erdogan. Tayyip Erdogan, I guess you'd say. I pronounce it many different ways because, you know, you hear other people pronouncing it many different ways. I'm not a Turk. I can Americanize his name. Anyway, they had a referendum on Sunday to grant him sweeping powers in the biggest overhaul of modern Turkish politics. But opponents said that the vote was marred by irregularities, and they would challenge its results. Now, Erdogan has been trying to get a real iron fist upon Turkey. Now, remember, Turkey is a NATO ally of ours. Erdogan has been around for a long time. I think since 2002, something like that. We did a whole thing on Turkey about a year ago. Boy, I'll tell you, it's amazing. But the problem is that Turkey under Erdogan has been becoming more and more and more and more Sunni Muslim. More and more and more, I guess you would say, conservative Sunni Muslim. More and more and more in line with who? ISIS. Go figure. What a concept. ISIS, yes. Can you believe that? Yeah. He was a supporter of ISIS and a good friend of President Barack Hussein Obama. And Turkey, if you go back and look at the history of this guy, he views himself as the Grand Caliph of the worldwide caliphate. It's Turkey that's going to be the center of the worldwide radical Islamic caliphate. He views himself as that leader. Get it? Now, you see, this goes way back, 100 years ago. 100 years ago is when all this was up there. Chris Street wrote a fabulous article about maybe 2 weeks ago about what went on 100 years ago to start World War I. Remember, it was 100 years ago that this year that we joined World War I that was already going since 2015. And it all had to do with the Ottoman Empire and the Turks and Islam. Hello? We just sort of forget that. All we need to do is just ask anybody who's Armenian what that means. Now, this is very controversial in a lot of circles, but the Armenian genocide, which the Turks deny today, did happen. About 2 million Armenians. You know, I had an anatomy teacher, and he was Armenian. And his family came to America to flee the Armenian genocide around the turn of the last century. This is the thing. There's a lot more history than what you might realize that's going on around you today than you realize. And this is so important. that history that we know of, history today, is important to understand what is happening today that took place 100 years ago, that took place 200 years ago. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, evil has a memory that perhaps hope doesn't. That is a problem. I mean, people that are hopeful are looking forward. People that harbor hate look backwards. And that's what happens with a lot of these religious sects, such as radical Islamic terrorism. They look back at historical events and view them in a completely different concept and perseverate it, objectify it, and create hate around it. That's what they do. And that's exactly what has happened with radical Islamic terrorism all around the world. And of course, this focusing, this objectification is a key feature of hatred that goes on all the time. You know, the left always uses objectification as a tool to divide and conquer. They do. That's just a fact. You know, this is this whole thing about racial identity, gender identity, political correctness. The key feature about that is to objectify certain features about people and then perseverate on it, concentrate on it, demean it. Now, right now, we're having, this is the thing that cracks me up. We're having perseveration on white men, the objectification of white men. This is news today. I couldn't believe it when I woke up and I'm doing business around the house and I'm listening to everybody. And it's kind of like the five things that I have going on at one time. I'm picking and choosing, you know, what news thing is I'm getting. But it kind of was harmonizing about 15 after the hour. And I'm like going, white men are being objectified and looked at as hatred, hate features now. They're white men. And I'm saying to myself, that's a news story? That's been going on for a long time from the left. Are you kidding me? What's interesting is so are black men and so are brown men. So are yellow. Any male can say that they've been objectified by the left. If you're a male, forget it. And of course, other people say, well, women, you objectify women sexually and so on. You objectify somebody and turn up the hatred on them because of their religious beliefs. The left specializes in that divide and conquer tactic, ladies and gentlemen. Erdogan is doing just that right now to consolidate his power. This is a technique the totalitarians use. Stay with us. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, agenda21radio.news. That's our website. We're going to be talking about a number of things that we have on our website out there. We're also going to be talking about this Facebook killer. Paul at agenda21radio.com is my email, numana.com/agenda21 for all of your prepper needs. We're sponsored by Numana Foods. And, of course, it's tax season. Tax Mediation Services, 1-800-711-5095. That's 1-800-711-5095. Tax Mediation Services for all of your tax needs. It's taxing time right now. We got a couple of days. Grace got my taxes done. Tax Mediation Services for help, 1-800-711-5095. Anyway, a lot of things going on. If you're in the Yuba City area tonight, Sinue Noriega is going to be speaking at the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots at 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. The Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road, Yuba City. Where is Common Core today? Is the big question. I listened to him speak a couple of different times a couple of years ago. It's excellent. He's going to give us a real good eye-opener about what is really truly going on with the Common Core business. And, of course, remember, coming up on Saturday, go to Agenda 21 Radio for the Liberty Tour. Liberty Tour number 6. Can you believe that? We're taking on the Oroville Dam and the crisis there. And we're taking on infrastructure around the country because the nation needs infrastructure. Needs to rebuild. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.